back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us today as I continue my conversation about traveling with friends. One of my favorite things to do is travel with friends, get those great destinations, plan a lot of fun, take the friends along, and just have that time to connect, reflect, become better friends, create those BFFs, those best friends forever on those trips. And I'm talking with Jason Elliott with the Go Generation tour company, and Nicole Roberts, who helps out here a lot on the show, is our creative producer, coming up with some things behind the scene. But around January time, she usually has the opportunity to come into the station because you're in town.
Yes.
So how has it been being home?
It's been great. It's only been a few days. It's never enough time, really. It's really not.
Well, it's certainly not for us, because Nicole is also my niece. So it's never enough time. And Jason, what about you? Have you had a nice holiday season? I know it's always good to catch up with old friends like Nicole.
Oh, definitely. You eat way, way too much food.
Yes.
But that's why they make great gems. You can sweat it all out.
You sweat it all out later on. That's right. But you got to get all the eating part out of the way.
Yes.
But now, in this segment, I really want to talk about, you know, it's 2019, you know, the year has started now. We are already into it a bit. Well, just a few days into it. But where should we be looking to travel in 2019 when we talk about traveling with friends? Are there some destinations that lend themselves a little bit more to group travel and traveling with your friends and exploring places and also having those times to connect, or is every city up for grabs?
I will say, you know, every city is up for grabs. I will say I would break it down into two buckets. So as Nicole had mentioned before, you have your quintessential activity-based quick trip. So going to Napa, that's always going to be a great place to go. Or going just down to Mexico for the weekend. A lot of folks are looking for these extended weekend getaways, which lend nicely to folks who have tough schedules. But for the folks that have maybe a week or a little bit more time to donate, anything warm, we're seeing a lot of Thailand, Mexico, still another really great place is like Zihuatanejo, which is a little sleepy town, but it's beautiful in Mexico. We did Egypt last year. We've seen a lot of demand for more of the friends that share the historical interests.
Mm-hmm. In mind. Definitely Egypt for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're up, you know, Europe in the summer is always nice. A lot of friends like to go there and do kind of outdoor activities.
Mm-hmm. Well, how are you finding, though, traveling to places like Egypt? Are people concerned about unrest, or do they have like preconceived notions about certain areas of the world to travel to? How do you kind of balance that as a tour travel advisor?
That's a great question. In fact, that's aside from time, that is one of our biggest competitors is misinformation. So Egypt was just there a couple months ago. We took a great group. It's completely fine and it's very, very safe. And so I ask folks that, you know, to kind of look beyond what you might see on mainstream media and really talk to an advisor that's a specialist in that particular area. We don't send guests to places that have kind of political unrest. And so definitely lean on your advisor to advise you of the best places to go that are also safe places and to help you kind of weed through all the misinformation that's out there.
Now, earlier in the show, we talked about the importance of working with a travel advisor or a travel agent, and you definitely hit it on the head there with one of the main reasons to do that, because you guys are receiving information all the time. I mean, that's what you do, is you're like keeping an eye on what's trending, what's happening around the world at different destinations so that you can advise in the best way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Nicole, what about you and your friends talking about any destinations?
Yes, actually. I am going with a couple girlfriends to Mexico City, actually, in February, which is, some listeners may know, I just worked on a show called Made in Mexico, which was a lot of fun, and I think is hopefully sort of helping inspire people to go to Mexico City. So I actually have a friend who reached out and was planning to go anyway and was like, you should come on this trip. And I was like, I would love to.
Wow.
So I moved there for 2 months, which was a fantastic experience. Again, talking about misconceptions and things like that. Lots of misinformation about traveling in Mexico. And it was actually one of the best experiences of my life going and living in that city. Mm. So highly recommend it as a place to go. Another trip my friends are thinking about is Namibia.
Wow.
Do you know anything about Namibia,
it's
Jason?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yes. I'm excited for that one. That'll probably be either end of of 2019 or beginning of 2020, actually. Mm. So we'll see.
Starting early. That's
yes,
what we
learned. Starting early. Yeah.
And especially a trip like that, if you're going to bring people along too, because, you know, how much do you want to invest in it, conversation, in this trip, that would definitely be one. And also, too, making sure that people understand, what mm-hmm. it will take to get from Los Angeles to yes. Namibia.
Yes.
It may not be just getting on one plane and getting off and, no, we're here. Might be a couple of bus rides and
lots of airport appreciation.
That's the feeling I'm getting.
Exactly.
It's like 30 hours or something.
Probably.
Something like that. Yeah.
Probably. Definitely some layover, some different places. But now, what about a California road trip? That always kind of shouts Friends to me, because you get the wineries in there, then you also get, Big Sur. I mean, you get a lot of things in there. You can go to San Francisco, but also check out LA and, some of Long Beach.
Funny
and
enough,
Beach.
I have never done the full California road trip. I kind of did it for work travel once upon a time. But Jason, I know that you've done it. It's funny that I never have. And it's also funny because what listeners don't know is Jason and I have been friends for like 20 years
long.
Now. And even though I live in Los Angeles, he comes to visit me. We have never done this trip. Though I know you have done it. I think you've done part of it.
Little bits of it. Yeah. I did the long LA to Huntington Beach.
How do I miss out on all the friend trips on the coast?
Absolutely, absolutely. So that should be definitely one to add to your list. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today we're continuing our conversation on traveling with friends and trying to sort out where are the best destinations for 2019 to travel with your friends. So we're talking now about this California road trip. So, Nicole, you haven't done it. Jason, you have done it. I've done a little bit of it. So this sounds like maybe a trip we could coordinate to do together as well.
Road trip.
Absolutely. But now, I just got back from another great destination I think is really good for friends. And I know, Jason, have you been to St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands?
I have not. Tell us about that.
Well, St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, one of the things I love about it is U.S. Virgin Islands, meaning you don't need to worry about a passport. A lot of times that kind of puts a little bit of a, a little bit of a gap there with people that may not have a passport or their passport may have expired. So they don't even have to worry about that. You're going to the U.S. Beautiful beaches. Megan's Bay is one of the most popular beaches there. And you just lay out in the beautiful, sand and look at the beautiful blue water. There's turquoise and light blue and all these different colors and just have a great time. And one of the things I really enjoyed too when I was there was going to some of the local spots for a meal. I was there on a cruise, so I didn't have a lot of time there, but going and trying some of the local foods and just, having a great meal, talking to the locals and, seeing the I think they're called jumba dancers, where they dance on those stilts and just having a chance to do that. So a great destination for friends, all-inclusives. I know you're a big fan of all-inclusives, Jason, which you go and everything's already included in everything that you're doing there.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the experiences that we design are technically all-inclusive. So all of your touring, some of your meals, but even going to an all-inclusive property in the Caribbean or Mexico really is a great product or it would be a great experience for friends because you don't have to worry about thinking about food or in some cases drinks or activities. Mm-hmm. And some folks, you can curate your own schedule based on what folks want to do, and you don't have to worry about all of those little details.
All those little details, absolutely. Another great place that I hear friends liking to go as well is Dubai. Mm-hmm. Dubai is another big one there. And Dubai, just because of just the grandness of it. You hear the name Dubai, and I mean, there's great shopping there. I mean, there's just, the tallest building in the world is there. I mean, there's so much to see and do there. And again, the great cuisine. And then another place that I like to go that I recommend for friends is Las Vegas. Mm. When I hear people saying, I don't like Las Vegas, I'm like, evidently you haven't been, because the shows, the food, I mean, there's so many things that you can do there. I just sit and people watch.
The pools.
The pools are great too.
A lot of people know that Las Vegas has great hiking.
Yes, right outside of Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. It's true. Lots of great activities there. I mean, you can go to Zion, National Park. It's not so far from there.
I've never sent people there, but I've been there myself.
You've been there? Oh, it's fabulous, right?
It's
God. It's really nice. So don't beat up on Vegas. There's lots of great things to do there. Now, we've come down to the end of the show, guys. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your stories and sharing your advice. I think that people can really now kind of pull it all together and get ready to plan one of those trips. But Jason, how can they get in touch with you so you can help them?
Absolutely. They can visit us at thegogeneration.com.
And Nicole, thank you very much. Everybody watch Made in Mexico.
Yes.
Nicole's show and get a little bit of information about how to go to Mexico City. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Bye-bye.